Today is the second of 4 days, which the United Kingdom has reserved to celebrate Queen Elizabeth II and her 70 years on the throne. In other words, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
There have already been parades and ceremonies. Thousands of street parties are expected. And all of that has generated lots and lots of merchandise.
It was actually bespoke, made for me.
How long ago did you get it?
Oh, about 3 or 4 months ago. I got it specially for the occasion.
Our London correspondent, Frank Langfitt, found Maximilian Somerset in a custom-made UK flag suit with a color-changing waistcoat, obviously.
I can change it red, white, and blue, or the entire spectrum of the Union Jack.
Anita Ryder was also in the crowd wearing a giant hair bow.
It's an absolutely gigantic, massive Union Jack bow, put Betty Boops to shame, and my sister-in-law bought them from
the internet.
Yeah, you can find a lot of Jubilee souvenirs online, ranging from a $2,500 music box to $50 leggings emblazoned with corgis.
That's right. The Queen's love for corgi dogs has inspired so much corgi merch, like corgi biscuits, corgi mousse cake, corgi pillows, corgi tea towels.
Now, if corgis somehow are not your thing, there is also a limited edition Queen Elizabeth II Barbie doll. If you can find it, it sold out within 3 seconds, according to British retailer John Lewis. Now it's available on eBay for $300.
I'm from Wales, I'm from Cardiff, so anything with either a Union Jack or a dragon, and I've been buying it, so we all have.
Our London producer spoke to Anne Middleton, who has been snatching up memorabilia and has also sourced a Jubilee outfit from a bespoke dress down to her nails.
That was hand-painted, a crown, by one of my hairdresser. I thought she did a brilliant job.
The Platinum Jubilee continues through Sunday, and plenty more themed merchandise will change hands and nails through then.